Bienvenidos a SpanishPod101.com.
Welcome, everyone. This is Absolute Beginner Season 1, Lesson 8. There's always something to do in Latin America. I'm Fernando, and I'm joined by JP. JP, what's going on, man?
I'm doing great, Fernando, and I'm excited to do this lesson. So welcome, everyone, to the new SpanishPod101.com. We're studying Spanish in a fun and educational format. Whether you're brushing up on Spanish that you started learning a long time ago, or you're starting with us today, we are so glad that you're here to join us for this lesson. Now, what are we going to talk about today, Fernando?
In this lesson, you will learn about negative adverbs. This conversation takes place at work. Conversation is between Jorge and Valentina. The speakers will be using the familiar register.
All right, now we're about to listen to this dialogue, but before we do, I want to remind you, go to the website, www.SpanishPod101.com, and find the lesson notes for this lesson. There, you can follow along with the transcript of this dialogue. Shall we listen to the dialogue?
Yes.
Ya es hora. Gracias a Dios.
¿Haces algo esta noche?
No, nada. Me voy a casa.
Pues, hasta mañana.
Let's hear it again, dramatic speed.
Ya es hora. Gracias a Dios.
¿Haces algo esta noche?
No, nada. Me voy a casa.
Pues, hasta mañana.
One more time with a translation.
Ya es hora. Gracias a Dios.
It's time now, thank God.
¿Haces algo esta noche?
Are you doing something tonight?
No, nada. Me voy a casa.
No, nothing. I'm going home.
Pues, hasta mañana.
Then see you tomorrow.
All right, we're back. And obviously, Jorge and Valentina are in the office, right?
Yes, they are pretty eager to leave.
Jorge is, at least. He says it's time to go, finally, right?
Yeah, es hora.
Literally, this is, it is already the hour.
Yes.
But that's the way Latinos express it's time to go, right? That the workday's finished.
Ya es hora. It's
ya es
time.
Hora. It's time. Okay. And then he says, thank God.
Gracias a Dios.
Okay. Now, Valentina has a question for him before he leaves.
She's a little, ¿haces algo esta noche?
Are you doing anything tonight? Do you think it's an invitation?
I think she winked at him.
Okay. So we're using the verb hacer, haces, to do or to make. ¿Haces algo esta noche? Are you doing something tonight?
No, nada. Me voy a casa.
Okay. Jorge's like, no, I'm not. Goodbye.
He's spent.
Okay. In fact, he says, I'm out of here. I'm going home.
Me voy a casa.
Me voy a casa. And so Valentina gets the point and she says, well, see you tomorrow.
Pues hasta mañana.
Pues hasta mañana.
I notice a little sadness in her voice.
Okay. Now, hasta mañana is a common way to say I'll see you tomorrow, right? Literally, until tomorrow. What's that pues?
Pues, I don't know.
You don't know? It's hard to explain, right? It's just kind of a filler, right? It's like, well, see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Okay, see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
See you tomorrow, then. Shall we listen to the vocabulary in isolation?
Yes. Hacer.
To do, to make.
Hacer. Hacer. Algo.
Something.
Algo. Algo. Nada.
Nothing. Not anything.
Nada. Nada. Irse.
To leave, to take off, to get out.
Irse. Irse. Hasta mañana.
See you tomorrow.
Hasta mañana. Hasta mañana.
Okay, now that we've heard these words in isolation, let's talk about them a little bit. So we're going to start with...
Hacer.
Hacer. Okay, this is the all-purpose verb in Spanish. Hacer means to do or to make, and there's so many expressions with hacer. Now, how did Valentina use it in this dialogue?
¿Haces algo esta noche?
Okay, now... ¿Haces algo esta noche? We heard the form haces, which is the second person singular. Are you doing something? Are you doing something tonight?
And in English, it would be doing anything tonight.
Are you doing anything tonight? Okay. Now, what's that word for something or anything?
Algo.
Algo, which is our next vocabulary word, algo. It is an indefinite pronoun, usually means something. Algo.
It is opposite to nada.
Nada. Nada is the next one, right? It means nothing.
Nothing.
Nada. Okay. So, Fernando, are you doing anything tonight?
Nada.
Nada. Nothing, right?
Nothing.
Now, nada is interesting, and we're going to talk about this in the grammar section of the podcast, because it's often used in a structure with no, right? So it goes no, and then verb, and then nada. And we'll talk about that later. For now, let's move on to the next vocabulary item.
Irse.
Irse. Okay. Now, I think most of us know the verb ir. Ir means to go, mm-hmm. right? Irse is a little bit different. It's got that reflexive pronoun at the end of it, se. So irse emphasizes the leaving aspect of going. Okay, so it's kind of like, I'm out of here. So it's kind of like being out of here. Like if I say me voy, it means I'm out of here.
Me voy, sí.
Okay, I'm gone.
Adios.
I'm out of here. In fact, that's what Jorge says to Valentina, right?
Me voy a casa.
Me voy a casa. Okay, he's out of here. He's going home.
Right? Exactly.
A casa. Casa would be the word for home. Okay, now the last vocabulary word.
Hasta mañana.
Okay, it's the phrase that means see you tomorrow, right?
See you tomorrow.
Now, mañana means tomorrow, and hasta is the word until. Okay.
Until.
Literally, this is until tomorrow.
Right.
Hasta mañana.
Hasta mañana.
Okay. Is that the end of the podcast? Hasta mañana, Fernando.
No, we still have grammar point.
Okay. Now, as I promised before, we were going to talk about negative adverbs. Now, we had one negative adverb in our vocabulary, right? It's the word for nothing.
Nada.
Nada. I listed nada as an indefinite pronoun, right? Because usually when it means the word nothing, that's an indefinite pronoun. Like, I haven't eaten nothing, or I haven't eaten anything.
No he comido nada.
No he comido nada. Okay, so that's an indefinite pronoun. Now, you can also use nada as an adverb, and it means something like not at all. So, if I say, Fernando, you're not at all curious.
No eres nada curioso.
No eres nada curioso, okay? Not at all curious. Or you're not at all nosy.
No eres nada metiche.
Okay? No eres nada metiche. In that case, it's kind of an adverb. We have other adverbs that behave like nada. For example, the words for never.
Nunca.
Nunca, okay? No, nunca means never. You can use it at the beginning of a sentence like, never will I eat meat.
Nunca comeré carne.
Okay, I shall never eat meat. Or you can use it with a no structure. So, no, verb, nunca. So, like...
No lo he visto nunca.
I've never seen it, right?
Yes.
Okay, I've never seen it. Here we use a sentence, no plus a verb plus nunca, okay? What's our other word for never?
Jamás.
Jamás. Okay, it means the same thing as nunca, right?
Exactly.
Okay, and it's used the same way. Is there any difference between jamás and nunca?
No que yo sepa.
As far as you know, there's not.
No. Jamás he visto alguna diferencia.
I've never noticed a difference. Jamás and nunca are the same. Also, no nunca and no jamás.
No jamás, no nunca, sí.
Okay, now while we're talking about negative words, let's talk about the word for nobody.
Nadie.
Nadie. So nobody's here. No one is eating.
Nadie come.
Nadie come, okay? Nobody's eating. And let's do a structure with no nadie. How about nobody's here?
No hay nadie.
No hay nadie. Right? There's no hay nadie. No nadie. Cool. We did nada. We did nunca jamás. We did nadie. Is there another one? Ah, we have to do ni and ni. Okay?
That's true.
So this word ni usually means not even, right?
Not even. Neither, 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 nor. I don't know what I'm saying.
Okay. So for example, not even Fernando is hungry.
Ni Fernando tiene hambre.
Okay, not even Fernando. Are you kidding me? What is that's a crazy situation.
That's weird.
Okay. So ni Fernando, that's not even Fernando.
You can also say ni siquiera.
Ni siquiera, that means the same thing, right?
Yes, ni siquiera Fernando.
Ni siquiera Fernando tiene hambre. So not even Fernando is hungry. That's just what we said, right? Ni Fernando ni siquiera Fernando means the same thing.
Yes.
All right, how else do we use ni?
For example, ni Fernando ni JP tienen hambre.
Okay, neither Fernando nor JP are hungry.
And that is really weird. That is troublesome.
Yes, that's, yeah, that must be the end of the world. It's also an example of the grammar ni, right? Neither nor.
Yes.
Okay, so those are three good uses of ni, and that'll probably wrap up our negative section for the grammar today. I found this entire grammar section pretty negative.
Pretty negative.
You can find this grammatical explanation written out in the lesson notes. Just look for the grammar section of the lesson notes. You can find the lesson notes at our website, www.spanishpod101.com.
And do not forget to leave us a comment, question, suggestion, we're here for you.
And you know, if you have any questions, we're happy to answer them for you. Just do that at our website, which again, www.SpanishPod101.com. Fernando, it's time to go.
Adios.
Hasta luego.